Now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 7th. Sad news with the news happening that Michael Stanley, the very well-known Cleveland rock and roll musician and rock and roll DJ, passed away on the 5th of March at age 72 from lung cancer. He was known as the very symbol of rock and roll in Cleveland. And after he had had his recording career and several albums and singles, he was also a DJ on WNCX Cleveland's classic rock and roll. Michael Stanley, dead at 72. This week in 1976, Elton John became the first rock star since the Beatles to be immortalized at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum in London, England. Diana Ross made her first solo concert appearance this week in 1970 after leaving the Supremes. It was in Framingham, Massachusetts. The Fillmore East Concert Hall opened in New York City in 1968. The Beatles made their national radio debut in England this week in 1962. They performed Dream Baby, Maybelline, and Please Mr. Postman on BBC's Teenagers Turn radio show. The Dave Clark Five made the first of 18 appearances this week on The Ed Sullivan Show in 1964. In 1987, Sam Cooke, John Lennon, and Paul McCartney, Carole King and Jerry Goffin, along with Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil, were all inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Sir Paul McCartney was knighted by Britain's Queen Elizabeth at Buckingham Palace this week in 1997. Speaking of the Beatles, they turned down a $225 million offer to do a reunion tour in 1996. The Supremes received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in 1994, and this week in 1963, the original Manfred Mann, as the Man Hug Blues Brothers, held their very first concert at the Marquee Theatre in London, England. Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman this week in 1969. John Lennon and Harry Nilsson were both thrown out of the Troubadour nightclub on Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles for heckling the Smothers Brothers, who were performing there this week in 1974. In 1965, Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds. An emergency plane landing in a South Bend, Indiana field nearly killed the Kingston Trio this week in 1959. In 1988, Bob Seger received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Elvis Presley's Charo movie opened this week in 1969. In the studio, the Toon Weavers recorded Happy Happy Birthday Baby in 1957. The Beach Boys recorded God Only Knows in 66. The Eagles started recording I Can't Tell You Why in 1978. Grand Funk recorded Closer to Home this week in 1970. Buddy Holly and the Crickets in the studio in 57, they recorded Maybe Baby. And in 1961, Ricky Nelson recorded Travelin' Man. Birthdays this week: Peter Wolfe, the lead singer from the Jay Giles Band, is 75. Mickey Dolenz from the Monkees, 76. Little Peggy March is now 73. Randy Meisner from Poco and the Eagles is 75. Songwriter Carol Bayer Sager, who wrote Groovy Kind of Love, Midnight Blue, Nobody Does It Better, and many others, she's turning 74. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders is 79. Lloyd Price, 88. Billy Ford from Billy and Lily, born this week in 1919. Keeley Smith, born in 1928. Dean Torrance is 81. Cheryl Lynn, 63. Katie Kassoon from Mac and Katie Kassoon is 70. Little Johnny Taylor, born in 43. Lawrence Welk, born in 1903. Art Todd, born 14. James Taylor is 73. Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane, born this week in 1951. Leonard Chess from Chess Records, born in 1917. Neil Sedaka is turning 82. And songwriter Mike Stoller, who co-wrote with Jerry Lieber so many hit songs, including Hound Dog, Kansas City, and most of the songs for the Coasters, is turning 87 this week. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 7th. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island Oldies.